life's gone down the drain. Your body's wrecked with pain. There's just one thing to blame. Dynamite in the brain. Dynamite in the brain. Dynamite in the brain. Dynamite in the brain. Dynamite in the brain.
Dashing and daring, courageous and caring, friendly and faithful with stories to share. All through the forest, they sing out in chorus. It's episode 57 of Dynamite in the Brain, the podcast that loves anime and hates fun. And I'm here with Anthony Askew, as always, and we are joined by James Simmons, who you may know as DJ Snap.
What's up, guys?
Ebby from Bizarre Jelly 5, Videolog.
Hello.
And Leon Everett from Leon Everett. Rejoining us from the Amicon preview, we have Snoop Lion.
All right, guys. This is Snoop Dogg.
We're also joined by Scylla Black.
All right, so Chuck. Scylla Black.
And also the generic Scotsman, who sounded a little like Sean Connery.
Hello there, everyone. How was your con weekend?
And finally, the generic Irishman, who made a very brief appearance during the Amicon preview.
Hello there. How's it going?
And, yeah, all eight of them went to Amicon this weekend. And they're going to be reporting in, giving us all the scoops about what happened.
All the snoops.
It's that time of day.
And, but first up, our regular features. First of all is the UK anime releases for this week. And the first one is Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood, the complete series. Have any of you guys seen this? Got it in bit parts?
Yes. Yeah, I got it in, like, singles.
Hang on, guys. There's four of you this time. You're really going to have to stop and wait.
Snip goes first. Oh, go on, Evie. I'm just kidding.
No, yeah, I started buying it in singles, and now I feel a bit ripped off knowing that you can buy the whole thing for 50 quid, so...
Yeah, well, the singles dropped to about 13 quid as well anyway, so it wasn't...
Yeah, but I wasn't buying them when they dropped down in price. That was the problem.
Yikes. Yes. Yeah, so I'm definitely thinking of picking this up, because I held off getting the singles, even at the cheap prices. And I was surprised to see it that cheap as a complete series, so... I may pick up that very shortly.
I've got half of it on Blu-ray from America, so I'll probably not be getting this. I was contemplating it, but I thought, yeah, I've already got half on Blu-ray and they're not releasing it on Blu-ray over here, so I'll get from the US. Sorry.
And they're region zero, are they?
Yeah, they'll be unlocked. I've not actually watched them on there yet because I've already seen half the series anyway, but yeah, I got them as a gift from someone, so...
And the other release is the first series of Squid Girl.
What's this even about? Everyone rabbits on about it, but...
It's about a... Go on, Abby. You go.
Sorry, I was just going to say it's about a girl who's a squid, pretty much. It's a slice-of-life comedy thing about a girl who's a squid.
It wants to take over the surface world.
See, the last time I did a blind buy, I ended up with Spice and Wolf... So I'm going to avoid this one like the plague,
I think. It's directed by the same guy who did Azazel-san and Blood Sea and Hally and Goo. So it's yeah, it's pretty fun. It's like you get like three stories per episode as well. So it's all very short gag stuff. Yeah, it's better than Spice and Wolf. You won't get
it. That's not hard. Jesus Christ.
And that's it. That's all there is out this week. But considering one's like 50, 60 quid, then I suppose if you're going to buy every single anime release which comes out, you'll have spent plenty of money anyway this week.
Mm.
Except, of course, you would have bought them all already on singles like Ebby's done.
Unlucky.
And now onto our second feature, What You Watch.
What You Watch.
So, has anybody watched anything in the past week, or have you just all been recovering for Amicon?
I've been watching stuff.
What have you been watching?
I've been watching Avatar The Last Airbender.
Oh.
So, because originally I kind of watched it on Netflix a couple of weeks ago, and I just, like, I really didn't buy into it. I didn't see the hype. I don't know, I just didn't like it. Went to the con, which we'll get to soon, and there was lots of Avatar cosplayers. I thought, you know what? I'm bored on Tuesday afternoon, whack on Netflix, and now I'm pretty deep in the Avatar, nearly on to season 2, so I'm getting through pretty fast. And it's great, I love it. Good stuff.
Yeah, it's a great show. I mean, I checked it out before Anakin. I think I probably recommended it to you as well.
Everyone seems to love it. Well.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of hype for it at the moment because of Legend of Korra coming out, obviously.
That's got a lot to live up to, that show.
It does. It lives up to it, trust me.
And you should check out our friends, The Secret of the Sailor Madness. They've got a podcast about Legend of Korra, which goes on for a very long time.
Yeah, I've not listened to that because I didn't want to spoil.
There's lots of talk of pro-benders in it. Snap, Ebby, Leon, have you watched anything?
Watched Welcome to the Space Show yesterday.
Ah. What do you think?
I bought that at Amicon. It was okay. I would have rather not spent £10 on it.
Oof.
But it was passable, I guess. It looked good.
Mm. It's very long-winded, isn't it?
It is a bit. If it was a bit shorter and didn't have, like, 30 minutes of leading up to what was happening at the beginning, I would have been a lot happier, I think.
Do you feel... Take it back next Amicon? Demand a refund? Yeah, just whack it in the bring and buy. Boost the price a little bit. Pretend it's out of print. Someone will buy it.
Pretend it's out. How would you go about pretending something's out of print?
If someone says to me, if I was to say to someone, oh, I want to buy Avatar on DVD, oh, it's out of print, that, I'd be like, oh, really? And then I would jump straight on eBay and pay whatever anyone asked. I just believe, when people say it's out of print, as far as I'm concerned, it's out of print.
Yeah, just put a sticker on it.
Hey,
you could do that out of print, yeah?
Welcome to the Space Show, is out of print, do you want to buy it off me? For
I've already got it, I've already got it.
Oh, damn it.
Because I heard it was out of print, so I've rushed out and got it.
Okay, Leon, Snap, have you watched anything recently that you wish to share with our audience?
Absolutely anything.
I've already spoke my piece about Avatar, that's it, really.
Oh.
Oh,
yeah, no, I've been too busy since I got back from Amicon, so I haven't really checked anything else out.
The only thing I've really watched is Louis, season 3. Been catching up with that since I got back from Amicon.
How are you finding this?
It's continued to be pretty hilarious. People were telling me that it's more, like the episodes linked together a bit more in this season, but I've not seen it yet. I'm only up to episode 4 or 5 at the moment, but... It's just been hilarious as usual. Like Louis C.K. just knows perfectly how to capture and express like certain moments or like
awkward moments.
Yeah, awkward moments and feelings and just general horrible times in your life. He knows how to really convey them in a way that I've not really seen conveyed in any other TV show.
I think I've not seen it, but I've listened to podcasts which discuss it far too much. I think what people have mentioned about it being linked up more is that he's not just randomly recasting same characters within the same within the series, so he won't have multiple people playing his ex-wife, or other family members, or suddenly change that he's got family, different brothers and sisters between episodes. So I think that's more what he's doing, is he's keeping the world consistent.
I would hate to live in that world that Louis lives in.
I definitely recommend the show to everyone. First 2 seasons are on Netflix, but it might be on US Netflix.
US only.
Yeah.
There's some comedy specials though on the UK Netflix, if you want to see the stand-up.
Yeah, his stand-up is brilliant as well. I'd highly recommend that. So, Louis C.K.
And I think, is Pootie Tang on Netflix? His old film that he
directed? Oh, yeah. I did with Chris Rock.
Yeah.
I think it might be, I don't know about UK Netflix.
Yeah.
Pootie Tang.
It's not as good as they wanted it to be, but it's still pretty funny. What I watched last week was the first episodes of, let me try and get this right, NTSF SDSUV, second series of that.
It's a really catchy name.
Which is a parody of police procedurals on Adult Swim with Paul Scheer playing, how do you describe, he's sort of like a bit like Kiefer Sutherland in 24 crossed with the guy from CSI Miami, David Caruso.
I love Paul Scheer.
Righty-ho, on to the main topic, which is Amicon.
Woo!
Fish.
Which U8 went to. So, who's going to start us off?
Phil Black, please.
I think she's left the room. She needed time to break. So was the Irish guy as well.
Okay.
He's got a bad voice at the moment. It's lost.
So did you all go down on the Thursday?
No. I didn't.
Yes. I did.
So Anthony?
Thursday, guys, yes. Of course I was in the Thursday. How can you miss a Thursday at a con?
Exactly.
So how was your journey down south?
Me? I was spitting feathers all the way down. There was toffs on the train. There was like people just invading space. I was on the seat right next to the luggage rack. And instead of kind of people just putting the bags in, not pretty much sitting on my lap, it was just them sitting on my lap trying to put a bag in. You know, when like someone shoves their arse on your face. It was just space invasion. But not as fun as the game. So, the journey down was awful. The instant I arrived there, I remember meeting Snap, and I didn't realise I had fizzy water. Went to open the bottle of water, it fizzed up, and I was all sticky for, like, about an hour. Just everything that could go wrong nearly went wrong, except missing the train, which, thankfully I didn't.
How was your journey there, Snap? Obviously, it was partly bad that it had to ask you on the way.
I basically convinced him to come along because he was supposed to be waiting for someone else at the station.
I
talked him out of it. I was like the little devil on his shoulder. But no, my journey was really painless. I only live like an hour away, so, and they covered my expenses anyways.
Oh. you want to drop that one in?
Complain about whatsoever. It was quick and easy.
Travel expenses as well.
I know. I might start doing this whole DJ malarkey.
I don't know how to negotiate, though.
There was a lot of ribbon of you on Facebook, actually, Snap.
Oh, yeah, there was.
We'll get to that later on. Yeah. Brilliant.
And, Abby, how about you?
I didn't come until the Friday, so...
Okay, so how was your journey there, though?
Very warm. There were no seats, so I was sat on my suitcase the entire time. As soon as I got to Stoke-on-Trent, I saw a shuttle bus just leave. And I was like, there'll be one in, like, 15 minutes. That won't be a problem. So I waited there for an hour before the next one showed up.
We should have just got a taxi.
I would have if I thought... The problem is, I thought, like, as soon as I get in a taxi, that bus is going to come. So I just waited. Waited there for an hour talking to this girl, and we both got there at the same time, and we were just getting really annoyed by the time we got there. So I wasn't in the best of moods when I actually got to registration, I guess. So.
Tell you what's really great, driving to cons.
Oh, it's not if you plan on drinking alcohol, though, because on the Monday morning, that's the last thing you want to do. Travelling is the last thing you want to do anyway, but to have to drive and concentrate, it's just a nightmare.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I wouldn't leave till like 10 p.m. the next day. Like, I would just sit around waiting for the hangover to wear off, and just, you know, ugh, not for me.
No, I think even if I had the option, I'd take the train for that reason.
Well, yeah, you're very close, but
Well, you have your travel expenses.
Exactly. They probably
not usually.
They probably brought a sedan chair down to the train station and had two of the gophers carry him all the way to the university. While throwing pestles down in his path as he walked.
Oh, I love it.
So, Leon, how was your journey?
My journey was weird because I was meant to get an earlier train and meet Askew about...
Oh, I forgot about this. This just didn't help my journey much. Yeah.
But what happened was that I had some, like, electric emergency at home that I had to sort out, and therefore I had to... delay to the next train that wasn't like £100 million. Instead of getting in at 12:30 or whatever, I ended up getting in at 5:30. But yeah, the journey wasn't that bad. Like all the trains and tubes wasn't that bad. I had less bags than I had at the last con, which was horrible. But as soon as I got to Houston, it was, got on the platform, because I wanted a cheaper train for the afternoon, because it was like last minute. It was like a London Midland one and not Virgin. And man, oh, never again, never again. Like, they don't even have luggage racks. It's like local trains.
Like, didn't someone describe those trains as like toilets? Toilets.
No, that would be Anglia
train. Oh, East Anglia, sorry. I knew it was something terrible.
But yeah, no, it was horrible. So like, basically, I had to be that douche taking up a 4-seat area with just me and my bag. getting 30 bucks. But at that point, I didn't care. And then I got there, took a taxi, and then met you guys and caught up with you guys. But it's so annoying, like, knowing people are there and, like, you're on your way traveling. Mm. I was just getting so annoyed at the journey. I think, I want to be there now, I want to be there now, I want to be there now.
After I could never go on a Friday now.
Yeah.
What happens on a Thursday, I would just, like, not see. It would be, like, Christmas Eve.
So what does happen at an AmiCon?
It's usually the Thursday blowout, where, at least for me, I get really drunk. Expect Nat and Ken to keep this pace up all weekend and just have this huge blowout, basically. And the rest's a blur. At least on the Thursday.
Oh, no, I think Thursday's kind of the day where you catch up with everyone, and it's the most social day now, I think, at a lot of conventions, because no one's doing anything. They're all just chilling out at the bar. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, it is very sociable, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It's just a nice, chilled-out day.
Mm.
No events, nothing to do. So, just enjoy each other's company.
There was Early Reg.
There was.
Early Reg.
I didn't go to it.
Didn't get benefit off.
Yes, you did. Oh, no, you didn't, did you?
No.
Who did? It was me and someone else.
Like 250 people.
By the sound of it, I went on my own. I was just stumbling around along the reg on my own.
To be fair, though, even though like Early Reg happened on the Thursday when I wasn't there, I benefited from it because there were no queues going on Friday and it was great.
You know why that was? Because of the barcode system.
Mm. Yeah, I'm sure.
Ask us about the barcode system, Brian. Ask us.
Okay. What about the barcode system?
It's great. It's great.
Well, actually, it was more like the fail-safe that they were using that was great.
Well, basically, yes. Go on, sorry.
One of the guys at their end basically just made it so you can type in a unique identifier and it brings up someone's information immediately. And they were using that pretty much all weekend, from what I understand. I think the barcode scanners actually failed.
Oh.
It weren't working at all, apparently.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Oh.
Well, eat those words.
I know.
Eat those words.
Your barcode excitement has been trod on.
Yeah.
Well, no, in all fairness, there was never any queues when I was there.
Yeah.
Unless they were all behind me. I was first in the queue.
No, yeah. I pretty much walked up and was regged immediately.
Mm-hmm.
There was no one in front of me, no queue at all, which is a massive difference from MA 2010, when I must have been in the queue for like 20, 30 minutes.
All Friday. Yeah.
That's odd, because when I went on Amic 2010, there was no queues at all.
Maybe some people just time it nice.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Mm.
Probably.
Right. So that was Thursday. Nothing else of interest to report?
I'm thinking the scoops. Snoop, did someone say Snoop? Not really, other than the fact that obviously I had a 4 Local with me.
Oh, yeah.
And,
stuff is foul.
It is. It's great. It's great. And I was, it must have been a can and a half deep. Or maybe, no, it was probably just a can deep. But it's so potent and so strong. It's like, just blows. And because of the heat as well, obviously the heat was beating down. We've got to talk about the weather at some point. Have to.
Okay. I have it on my list.
Good.
Things to talk about. Sorry, I lost my train of thought because I was looking at something else.
Oh.
I'm not listening to you.
Oh, that's the second time that I know of, anyway.
Well, that's Thursday, then.
Mm-hmm.
Righty-ho, so Friday. Oh, the one thing I wanted to ask about Thursday was, were people already wearing cosplay?
Yeah, always.
Okay.
Not really? Well, not as much as usual, I don't think.
No, not as much as usual. And I think the people who were doing doing like sort of easier casual cosplays. Okay. No one was in a fursuit or armour or anything like that. But there was definitely Thursday cosplays, definitely.
Would you say they were lazy cosplays?
No,
yeah, like
no,
a Krillin. A Krillin. The six dots and nothing else.
No.
But as lazy as your cosplay, Anthony.
I'll yeah. Wait till next year. Next SummerCon, this is going to be the best queue in the world. The best.
Okay. I was going to make a terrible queuing pun there and stop myself. Okay. Was anybody wearing a cosplay on Thursday that they would continue to wear for the rest of the weekend? Do you remember?
I don't think so.
Okay, good, good. That's what I wanted to hear.
There's always one, though, maybe.
There normally is. I remember a Chiyo at a Minami, a male Chiyo from Azumanga Daioh, who had shoulders like an American footballer. They were wearing that costume the entire weekend. Exactly. So, Friday, the con starts proper.
Well, I may as well just jump. Me and Leon jumped out of bed at, like, 8:15. Seriously, no word of a lie.
How did you know that Leon jumped out of bed at 8:15?
Because we were sharing rooms, guys. We were sharing rooms. The beds were, like, pretty much, like, a single and a half. Screw them.
No, it was more like a half a bed. The amount of room Leon took, it's disgusting. And then it was kind of, we had, like, a Wallace and Gromit close shave set up where the bed, like, sprung us up and we're... Step forward, brushed our teeth.
Straight into our pants.
Yeah. And in a pair of slippers as well. We had some Wednesday Dale cheese.
Yeah, why were we up so early?
I don't know.
It was so hot.
The heat was it was, as I said to Leon, it was like waking up. If anyone's seen The Hangover Part 2, the wake up in like Thailand, and it just felt that kind of heat. This obscene, like Asian heat where just you just sweat.
No air conditioning in these rooms, then.
Oh, don't be daft. The only aircon you get is the window. And obviously, to be fair, the window, looking out the window, there was all sorts of nasties flying around, big wasps, big blue bottles. I only remember a couple of midges.
A moth?
And a moth.
That's all, really, yeah.
And a spider.
And a spider. Yeah, no, the insects were well behaved this con.
You know what? I think you should go into the forum feedback and put it up there.
Well,
about the insects.
Big thanks to the insects.
Entire feedback thread about the insects.
Well, to be fair, after all our complaining last time over all the wasps trying to steal our drinks, trying to steal our drinks, like, I'm happy someone took that on board and someone on the committee listened and made a deal with the insects.
Oh, God. But yeah, we were up well early, like, so unbelievably early. I was proud. I shed a tear.
Could have made breakfast.
We could have made breakfast, but I didn't feel like breakfast.
Did you get a room close enough to the event that you were hoping for?
Well,
or did you have a bit of a hike?
We were the furthest kind of block away. But with that said, even though we were the furthest away, it was still so much closer than last year's room.
It was one, like, little, one road, that's why, yeah.
Yeah, like, one road of rooms.
One straight road. We were in the area of Oaks, which had Holly Cross and somewhere else in there. And they're, like, just down the road from, what's it called?
Lindsay Court.
Which is where we wanted to be. But can't complain. It wasn't too bad.
That's where I ended up being, and it
yeah.
Like
how did you manage
walk to get you?
That's so annoying.
The thing is, you got an ensuite room. I didn't, and that whole block is non ensuite.
I wish we didn't bother getting an ensuite because it just meant
no.
Why?
Are you kidding me?
It just meant the bathroom was so hot at all times.
Have you seen the communal showers? Seriously,
they're terrible.
They are absolutely.
It's like
we swear on the show.
You can, yes.
They are fucking shit, trust me. Like,
oh.
I was there in 2010. I had to search for one three floors up before I found one that was acceptable to use.
You prude.
And that was like dripping with lime scale and all sorts of nasty shit. You don't want to go off in Anacom.
I reckon it's alright for a weekend, but if you're actually a student there, then it's a problem. You know,
ooh, that'd be awful.
Having to use it all year round. I'd hate going to university there.
I have to tell you, Abby, eventually it will not be all right for a weekend. Eventually, you'll have to put your foot down and go, no, I'm not putting up with this any longer.
Is that what? Is that your right, foot? Is that you, Brian? Will you not put up with?
Well, no, I've not stayed in a... I think 2006 might be the last time I stayed in student accommodation.
How do you do it?
I have a job and a car.
Yeah, that would just be like... I would feel so kind of... like, detached from the con. I always feel like, when people are wandering off from the con, oh, we're going off site to get food. I always feel so detached when.
Oh, yeah, people... I actually came up with a thing for that.
Mm-hmm.
The two cardinal sins of cons.
What's the second one?
Well, obviously, first one is, leaving the convention, crap. And then the second one is people reading manga in the bar. Or anything in the bar.
Oh, there's a bar. I thought you said reading manga in the bath.
I mean, if you drop it in. It's...
reading anything on your iPad.
Yes.
Or your DS.
Leon's against reading.
Yeah. Down the bar, in the bar, everyone should be illiterate, definitely.
By the end of the night, that is the case.
So, what about if you're reading the Twitter feed? Does that count?
That counts because it's only like 140 characters now.
Okay. What about menus? Menus are okay.
It's a cocktail menu.
Yeah, cocktail menu. Yeah. You don't choose your drinks. You say I want a beer or I want a cider or a whiskey. You don't have to read them. And...
how northern? Northern comment.
Anyway, I strongly disagree. At least with the going off site, I have to go off site at this point. So otherwise, I'll probably start killing people.
I'm going to hold you against your will in a convention and see what happens.
Pop your tires.
Yeah. Unleash the beast.
So, did any of you go to any events on the Friday?
I went to the opening ceremony and that's about it.
We did as well.
You stood in the bar and watched it on the screen. That's a
we had comfortable seats. Because I was going to go to the opening ceremony. I said to the guy, he'd have to take drinks in. He shook his head. I just walked back. So I was like, nah.
I was trying to convince you to go, and you were just like...
yeah, I was in really...
take drinks in, and I was like, no. You just weren't going in.
We did it the wrong way.
You can't take
we did it the right way.
I wanted to feel like I was, like, doing something on the Friday. This is my problem.
We did. We did see. We seen the opening ceremony in full HD. That's better than normal vision.
Those screens were crap. They were really bad quality.
He should have tried watching the streams on the Ustream outside.
Oh, yeah. How was that? Yeah.
Well, most of the time they weren't up. And when they were up,
cut the face.
They were terrible.
Yeah, and the guys didn't set it up. It wasn't like an official thing. He just set it up as kind of like a pet project. So.
Okay. Well, unfortunately, the pet...
I remember I got home on the Sunday. Sorry.
That's all right.
I got home on the Sunday. And like they were like, no more streams today. We can't do them today. And I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, that sound card.
Really bad.
They couldn't stream anything else, I don't think.
Were you stream Monster and Brian? Were you like... watching the stream, look at her cosplay, that's terrible.
Dan's game.
There was nothing to be seen. Every time I clicked onto it, it was, Abicon is offline, Abicon is offline. And then the brief time it was up, it was just like a frozen screen. No sound.
Oh, great. Probably best stream.
Were many people watching it? Or was it just you?
No, there wasn't many people. It wasn't just me, but there wasn't many people looking at it.
I heard some people were sat in the rooms watching the stream. At the con. Leon's third cardinal sin at a con, watching a stream of the con.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
So how was the opening ceremony? Was it as good as the election?
Very, very quick.
Right. It was so
it
fast.
Lasted all of about 5 minutes.
Our opening ceremony should be, I think.
Yeah.
So we're just like, well, here are the guests. There's one amendment to make to the schedule. Have a good weekend.
Oh, that's pretty good. To be fair,
We
usually have a million amendments at KitaCon.
Yeah. They didn't try and guilt trip us this year. Reference to 2010, if any of you remember that.
Yeah.
The big charity drive. Well, basically the entire opening ceremony was a charity drive.
Ooh.
And they just felt that they were guilt tripping us into giving them money.
That's a way. That's how you do it.
Yeah.
That's a way.
But no, no complaints.
Yeah.
Well, it was very early as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, that, I noticed it was like
three.
I think conventions used to be like that. Like, AmeCon just kind of didn't catch up with the scheduling. But everything kind of runs later now. I think mostly.
I don't remember it being that early in 2010.
No, yeah, I think they've slipped everything back a bit because they've started the con earlier on the Friday. Yeah, they had events running from 10 o'clock, didn't they? So
I thought that was.
We were stood at the train station. We were stood at the train station thinking we're not going to make it to opening ceremony. We're not going to make it to registrations because this bus just isn't coming.
Oh, that'd be awful! Imagine that you're late for a trip. Nah, we're shut. Nah, you can't have your badge. Nah, see you next year. I see you lose a con and you're offside. You're gone. Oof. But I enjoyed the opening ceremony. What I saw of it, was that with the Twitter feed? The opening ceremony.
Yeah,
or was
when
that
you said about Brad Swales, when it came up on.
The Twitter feed was the best thing about the opening ceremony ever.
I have some things about Twitter later on.
Did you see the tweets, Brian?
I did, yes.
Oh, good.
I might have a game later on related to Twitter.
I like it.
But there was like this tweet on screen that was like something about Brad Swales' knob. I was like, oh, who the fuck's done that? Like,
you're spoiling well.
Don't spoil the game!
Don't spoil the game, Emmy. That's in the game.
Never ruin the game.
We have to guess who.
You'll hear the punchline for that one later.
Yes.
Oh, yes, that's the best game ever.
That is a good game, actually.
I've got some tweets from Anthony. Well, we can do it now if you want. I've got some tweets from Anthony, I've got some tweets from Ebby, some tweets from Leon, and then just some general AmiCon tweets.
Oh, this is brilliant. Ah, I'm so hyped. I'm actually so hyped.
We'll save that for the end.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll get you all hyped up, Anthony.
Well, I know who posted most of them anyway. So.
Well, there's some. Twitter. Yeah, so you have to mix in the unknown ones.
Are we going to guess people we don't know?
No, you can just say if you don't think it's any of you guys.
Okay.
I haven't written their names down because it is pretty... those are the... Well, you'll see.
Oh, say it!
So, on the Friday, so was it just that and partying?
No. We went to Namkai Bandai panel.
Did we? That wasn't. Oh yeah, it was
Friday.
Yes. Friday.
So how was that then, Leon?
And I heard.
It was good. It was good. The room was a bit weird. It seemed like. Which one is it? Was it Can't Be Asked Two or something? But it seemed really small for a panel room, but they did fit a lot of people in there.
Oh God! I seen the queue. I was like, nah, this isn't happening.
Yeah.
They got everyone in.
Yeah, it's insane. But the bad thing about that room is that where the person, because the door's at the front of the room, the person who's hosting the panel has to like stop every time some latecomer walks in. So the design of that, but that can't be helped. But no, it's pretty good. It's very informative. Holly Bennett, a friend of ours, who also is the community manager and PR for BAMCO, basically was running through their two main releases, which was the Studio Ghibli one, which I can't remember.
It's not like Kunikine or...
Nino Kuni.
Yeah.
Nino Kuni.
I'm trying to spell.
The Tales of Something F.
Tales of Grace, isn't it?
I don't think it's Grace. But yeah, whatever.
we were at the panel, really.
We were there. We were on it. No, it was pretty good. She knew her stuff and she was answering questions and there was like demos and people were playing, got hands on and got to play them. So it was pretty good. It was, the pacing of it was good. Not really time to get bored, sort of information, but, delivered in a enjoyable way. So yeah, it was good.
That game looks really good as well. Nino Kuni.
One criticism I've got to have is the people, at one point it just felt like two people were asking the most inane questions ever.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, shut up or go on Google. and like asking like ridiculous questions which you just know there's not going to be an answer for.
You should have stepped in and asked a proper question, Leon.
I was going to ask a question, actually. In fact, Snoop Dogg got a mention as well in the panel.
Yeah.
Not by us, but by Holly. So,
Big Snoop.
Salty against their own company.
Pleased with what?
Oh, sorry. I was asking Snoop if he was pleased with his mention.
I always like my own name mention. Who don't?
Okay.
Insightful.
What else do you want me to say? It's my name. You can't have it.
Right, yeah. Well, I thought you might have been giving it away now you were moving on.
Yeah. Snoop Lion, yeah.
Keep your cards close to your chest, you know.
He's a...
Good answer, Snoop.
Snoop, do you have any plans to upgrade yourself into other various cats like OSX? You'll move on to Snoop Mountain Lion next.
Well, you know, me and Steve Jobs go way back. But, nah, can't see it anytime soon.
Okie dokie. Right, moving on. Talk of an inane questions. Yes, Ebby.
Can I just make a point? I'm going to say I went off-site with Conflu on the Friday.
Oh, my God.
And, the weather was pretty warm, and the, what was it? The SU was just, like, unbearably hot, and they have no air conditioning in there whatsoever. And it was, like, the worst thing that could have happened to me at the con in its entirety. Like, just getting heat stroke was shit. So,
I want
them to have better air conditioning or fans or something in the SU, because it was ridiculous how hot it was.
You're talking about the bar area? Yeah. They did actually.
I don't know if it was
conditioning unit in the main hall.
I was wondering if they like had anything in there because we were sat against the window, so I don't know whether it was just like magnifying it or whatever.
Yeah.
But it was so uncomfortable and warm and crap.
That's my complaint. I mean, is that a segue into us talking about the venue and location as a whole?
Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah.
Because it was kind of a building site. Kind of a building site.
I kind of forgot about that.
It
was well hidden, I think.
Oh, yeah. basically, the whole main car park area, that main sort of steps area, was sort of gated off to, building works, and then there was a really little narrow corridor where, with all the, like, the bank and the main shops and stuff to get into the actual SU. So it sort of, like, bottlenecked everyone into a really small area.
Hmm.
And where the ATMs were as well, so it was really awkward.
Yeah.
All the time, cause there was always someone using them.
I've seen so many people's bank details. There was no way to avoid it. There was no way to avoid it.
They had a camera phone out.
Yeah, snap. In all fairness, though, we've got to be grateful that the builders weren't working on the Saturday and Sunday. Imagine all like the pervy comments, like,
they kind of were, though.
I didn't see them.
I saw them. They weren't sort of there the whole time going, dugga, dugga, dugga. But they were around and working. So I did see them.
Maybe they're just too deep in the jobs, professional, you know. Not like the Harry Enfield pervy builders. I like the venue, you know. I had a lot of bad press for that last time, but I think they're up to game this year.
I liked it a lot more than I did in 2010, because I don't know, everything was just far more spread out than it needed to be last time.
Yeah, this time, because they had, what's the name of that building with all the Can't Be Arsed rooms and the games rooms?
Chancellors, I think.
Chancellors, because they pretty much made Chancellors a hub, it just made the con a lot more enjoyable. And not being out in the ghetto where we were last time, it just sort of centralised the con a bit more. So it was basically just walking down straight roads or whatever, off road bits, to get to where you needed to be. And it had like a whole little cafe there, and they had ops there. So it wasn't too bad. It was just three main buildings. One of them, which I never went to, apart from Reg, but just three main buildings and. It was a lot better handled this year.
They had more signposts as well.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Which is, oh, godsend.
That was helpful. Mm.
They definitely made
QR codes last time weren't helpful.
Oh, what, were like, speaking in gibberish? Speaking in binary or something? Oh, it was ridiculous last time. But no, I think they're up the game, you know? That's,
They've made the most of what they have.
Does menu also mean food?
Mm. Yes. The food was spot on, I thought.
No.
Was it? What food?
No.
I went to the cafe.
Exactly. You mean the Domino's that we got?
There was one terrible place on the corner that sold the greasiest curly fries you could imagine. That was obscene.
That's £5.
I wonder and had some decent food there.
Oh, I must have went on greasy Sunday morning then because it was horrible. But some of the other food was all right. I had a nice panini.
The problem with the food was everywhere closed about 4 or 5 or something like that. So there was no way to get food until like 9 when the burger van opened, and that was the worst food ever.
Yeah, I'm going near that.
Yeah.
Looked grim as fuck, so.
I didn't have a choice at one point. That was the problem.
Oof, burger vans, oof.
I think they needed more food vendors, that was my thing.
Yeah, that was a big misstep. Sorry.
Maybe, Leon, you should have gone off-site to get some more food.
Oh. Explain yourself. Oof. Nah, no going off-site. Domino's come to us.
Yeah.
Well, actually, other takeout places near as well.
We got a Chinese.
Yeah, I got Indian one, though.
Oh, I'm jealous.
Apparently, loads of people had complaints about, like, Domino's, though, because they just weren't ready for the amount of people who had vouchers.
Oh, they were all right with us.
I didn't have any problem with them.
Yeah, they were cool.
Apparently, there were some people waiting like 3 hours for food before the call was cancelled.
See, they didn't know the special code. That's why.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Please and thank you.
I thought Snoop was the code. Mention my name.
Ran it back.
I'm happy with the venue in general. You know. I'm happy.
Aside from the food, I was really, really happy with it this year. Apart from the air conditioning and the food, should I say.
So was it sweltering the entire weekend?
No, it rained for 5 minutes.
Monday. Oh, I was kind of... At first, the weather was like, oh, this is going to be a nightmare. Then I remembered I packed 2 pairs of shorts, and that was just the best feeling of the weekend. Looking at my case and seeing 2 pairs of shorts side by side. Which to choose, A or B.
I just can't imagine how hot it would have been for cosplayers as well.
Mm. Oh, it's here to be a giant furry.
Well, some of those guys brought fans into the costume. Like.
That's true. They're probably cooler than us. I'm serious, because obviously I had my legs on show, being short, as I've mentioned. I had my arms out, and I caught a tan. I'm bronze. I've come back bronze. So if I gained one thing from the con, it's certainly this nice tan.
I'm jealous. I'm still disappointingly pasty.
Oh, I've never seen you with a tan.
It happens very rarely.
You did look very tanned when you had that beard. I don't know whether it was you'd been a spray tan or something like that. I don't know.
Spray tan, really?
Yeah.
No, I can't.
Jersey Shore snap.
So then... Was the rest of the day just the parties, or did anyone else go to any other events?
There's very little to go to. I think we went to the games room.
Yeah, we went to the games room, definitely.
Definitely, yeah.
Saturday at the moment.
Friday still.
Oh, snap, bleed back home. He's whinging about post-con blues back home on Twitter.
I didn't really go to anything on Friday anyway. Just some of the party stuff. Which was, it was Will's normal AMB disco, a bit more streamlined than usual. But apparently he took my criticism on board.
What was your criticism? What was it?
I put a really harsh post basically saying some semblance of a flow and no dead air would be great.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently he got quite offended by that and then took it on board.
Don't snap. Put your foot down.
Snap big stomach on.
And then after that was my friend Chuge's hardcore rave, which didn't go down that great, actually. But I think it was quite ambitious to play that kind of music just straight up to a convention crowd.
I didn't even know that was going on.
Yeah, you're probably in the bar.
Mm.
I had a quick dance there, but I got worn out very quickly.
Mm.
And I went for drinks.
Yeah, like, after that, during that night and on the day on the Saturday... there was a lot of people complaining, saying, I can't dance to Hard Star.
Yeah, we'll get to that one of Saturday's parties, because they're kind of...
Hate is going to hate.
Yeah, well, pretty much. Yeah, that's all I've got to say about Friday, really.
Anything else for Friday, or should we move on to Saturday?
Just jump on in.
Okay, Saturday. I believe I sent two of you out on a mission.
You did.
On the Saturday, to go to the Toho panel.
And we did.
Maybe you could correct... Am I pronouncing that correctly, or is it...
Toho, that's right, yeah. Okay. So for a while I thought it was Toho. Or Toho. Well, I wasn't... A Toho. But I wasn't really sure, so... But it is Toho. And we did go. There was a lot of hype for this, because... We were originally going to go to Scotland Loves Anime, and the bloody buggers didn't show up after that bloody daft Toho shite.
Is that and, right? Okay, that explains, because there were some people on Twitter wondering why no one had tweeted about that panel.
What, the Scottish one or the Toho
Scottish,
one?
The Scottish, Scotland Loves Anime.
Well, in all fairness, the Toho one was pretty full. It wasn't like a like four people, two of them being us two. It was pretty full. So what would you like to know about Toho? Would you like to know where it is, or what it isn't?
Just tell me what you thought. Yeah, what you thought of the paddle and what you thought of the thing.
Well, I think the thing itself is a lot better than I could have ever imagined.
Have you had a go at playing it now?
Well, I'm not an official Toho game, but I have been playing some...
Bullet Hell.
Like some indie game, Bullet Hell, Toho rip-off stuff, so... But I think the panel itself was the weak point, because... It was very, like, kind of in-jokey, and like, everyone else but us, which was Leon, Scowney, we dragged Lewis along, and there was Emma Colgan. We just didn't really know what all these guys were, like, dressed up as. They were all dressed up as female characters, which is a bit horrible.
It was one of the things where they sort of talked as if they were doing, like, an introduction to it, which it did. The whole panel ran as an introduction, but there was a lot of sort of, like, in jokey stuff, and a lot of sort of focusing too long on the wrong areas.
Oh, yeah, they went into basically Toho is made up of lots of different females, aside a few male characters, which we were informed of. And there was a guy at the back. I don't know what he was called. He was like, he may as well have been stood at the front because it was like
Scottish guy.
Was he Scottish? He was Scottish. Yeah.
He was the backseat panel.
Yeah, he should have just gone up to the front because my head was hurting because they were conversing between each other, the front and the back, and they were like talking about Toho and like someone would make a mistake. No, that was Toho number 22 or something, because it was like they were very elitist, very elitist.
Okay.
I think it was very long winded, the panel as well. It was like an hour and a. Well, actually, no, it was an hour, but it didn't start till like 20 minutes in, so it felt even longer, because we were there on time, as people do.
Like, they had issues with tech and stuff, and it was sort of screwed over for a while.
Somebody played the game, watched somebody play a Toho game, and then they played a bit of the music, which everyone seems to like, but I'm not... I don't know.
I like the remix weird stuff, where like it looks like something that would be in Dynamite in the Brain. I love that weird stuff, but that stuff's apparently remixes and not the like proper music in the game.
Right.
Proper music in the game's a bit boring, but like that remix weird sort of just an abuse of sound type stuff. Like remember Brian played like that Death Note one.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
That type of just like assault on your senses. That stuff's awesome. I love it. But, like the actual stuff. I mean, the upbeat stuff is pretty cool, but the other sort of piano driven stuff. Like I'm shooting stuff. Like, why are they playing this? So it's a bit weird. But the thing is, the two main guys who run it. I know one was Crimson. I'm not sure who the other guy was. But like the two guys running, they seem to be pretty amiable and pretty friendly. Run their panel. I think it's the second time them running it.
Did they do the Kitacon one as well?
Yeah, they did the Kitacon one, yeah.
I heard similar complaints about the Kitacon one, that it was a bit too in and not the newcomer.
I think my biggest criticisms for the panel, because it was fairly informative, but I think they spent too long talking about characters, too little talking about, like, music and the external stuff. There was a bit where they were doing the music bit as well, but they were just playing like tracks. The tracks were just like, a Winamp player and like Dead Air. Wasn't even, there was like VLC or something, and just Dead Air while they were sort of playing 1 minute of a song. So people started like getting chatty and talking, and they sort of lost control of the audience a bit. And they did that for like, five songs or something?
Yeah. The first half of the panel was really good, where they kind of introduced what it was and that, like, talk about the guy who created it and like how big it is in Japan. Like, they have their own Toho cons over there, and it was just like crazy. I didn't know it was that big. And then they just kind of went off the rails a little bit. Had it been a bit shorter, it would have been better.
I agree, because it was testing, like, once it got to a later stage, I was really uncomfortable in my seat, because I just wanted to, like, get up.
And Lewis kept giving me evil eyes, because if I dragged him over, I said, it'll be good, Lewis, it'll be good. And Lewis kept saying, you're a dick. Why am I here? You're a dick. But no, I came away kind of enlightened and wanting to play Toho, so I suppose, job done.
Yeah, it worked.
We did our mission.
Post the panel, I'm a lot more positive regarding Toho.
Mm.
Because those guys online are a bit...
Choose your words carefully.
Fandoms online, ruin everything.
Yeah, online they're a bit forceful and a bit sort of know-it-all. But in person, you can see they actually genuinely are affectionate about Toho. And when they're doing it that way, it's a lot more easier to swallow and a lot more enjoyable to take in. So, I guess they did well.
Yeah.
Good, good. Was there any other events people went to on Saturday? Any of you four? Snap,
maybe? Evie went to a big one.
No.
Yeah, I did. It was huge. The first thing that I actually went to in the day, like, I went to the dealer's room and stuff, but, like, events-wise, I went to the guest signing, which no one really showed up to, so we just sat and had a conversation with Brad Swale.
Oh, Brad!
That was cool. And he surprisingly remembered me from the last Amicon as well, when we went drinking, and I made him do my accent, because I was very drunk, and,
How much were you
Yeah, brought? Probably a lot, you know. I thought, like, he'd probably give me a nod or something. But he was genuinely really excited to see me, or was acting like it at least, which was cool.
Abby totally has the hots for Brad Swale.
Oh, my God.
I was goofing around outside, doing something, goofing off. And she'd be just like, oh, there he is. I'm like, there's who? The guy in the cap. Who's that? Oh, Brad Swale. You see, don't get me wrong, he seemed like a nice guy.
Can I just say the reason I was doing that was because I wanted to go and say hello to see if he remembered me, but I didn't dare. So I hadn't been drinking the weekend at all, so that was the problem.
He seemed like a nice guy.
But I went to the Brad Swale panel, basically.
What time was that panel, since it was like, so quiet?
It was on at the same time as the Toho panel.
That's why, obviously. So you don't put anything back to back.
It was just before Masquerade as well.
Yeah.
It was just before. Which I have a conversation about. But before then, we went to go to try and go to Whose Line Is It Anime, because, like, a friend of a friend ran that. And, like, we were sat there waiting to go in, and he just comes out and he's like, no, I can't do it, we've got to cancel it. Because no gophers showed up. So they had to reschedule it for, like, 8.
The whole point of, like, the premise of Whose Lines It Anyways is, like, off the cuff. They should have just said, right, we've got no gophers, but we're going to see what we can do. Someone, throw me a prop. And somebody would have threw up, like, a wig, then it just would have escalated.
Nah, best totally rehearsed.
It is, but that could have been part of the act, like, sorry, guys, we're going to have to... But then again, we've got this wig, let's see what we can do. Then it could have been part of the act. That would have been the best panel ever.
The problem was, went to that panel later, and I popped in for, like, 5 minutes, because I had no one on me, so I was like, oh, I'll go to this panel. And they were doing, like, you know, the Never Mind the Buzzcocks, like, music round.
Yeah.
They were doing that, so they did it, and it sounded like the second opening for Haruhi Suzumiya. They said, they took a guess and said, is it Bleach? And it turned out to be the Gurren Lagann opening, so it was the biggest, like...
flop.
It was just so bad. But, No, I went to the Brad's Royal panel just before the Masquerade, and that was pretty cool, but no one had any questions at all. He was
Why didn't ask about the whole
anyone got any questions?
Why did you ask Shaq and did tricks?
We didn't want to have that moment without you guys there.
Mm.
So, Evie, what happens at the Brad's Royal panel apart from people not asking questions?
Well, he showed his AMVs that he made because he just decided that he wanted to get into making AMVs and they're actually quite good. So there was that. There was a Hamtaro one and a Death Note one.
Hmm. Did he have licensing to do this? Someone as big in the industry should
probably
be able
not.
To nick their, nick these wares.
Probably not, but no one cares at the point. So, he told us a story about how he got injured when he was trying to make his cosplay for the Masquerade. Kind of gross because there were x-rays involved and
ooh.
It was weird.
And what was his cosplay?
But that panel was actually like it was someone from Dead Rising, but I've never played on Dead Rising, so I have no idea.
Oh, Dead Rising 2, yeah, I think I saw in the tweet. I think it's that he was playing the hero out of that. I saw it.
Oh, okay.
I thought you would have been cosplaying as Sackboy because he loves Hacky Sack.
I'm trying to think, like, like, not a lot happened in that panel, but it was still fun, but he had to, like, rush off. The panel could have gone on longer than what it actually did, but he had to rush off because the Masquerade was straight after it, and he was, like, number three in the Masquerade, so...
Was he... Oh, so he mustn't have been voice, like, doing the narration or anything, was he?
No, he was. He actually made his own costume for the Masquerade.
Oh, wow.
Did he get mad?
Which is what I like about him. Just... not really.
Oh.
But this is the reason that I like him as a guest, is because he just gets involved with everything, because he was on the fighting panel, he did his own panel, he was in the Masquerade and the Omake, the charity auction, he brought some stuff in to auction off of there, you know.
Hmm.
I just like that about guests.
Yeah, that's so. The kind of guest you want, kind of thing.
Mm.
Because people like voice actors are not really that
especially
impressive, if you know what I mean, so it helps if they're really cool.
Yeah. I agree. But Brad seems cool. He seems like a nice guy.
Yeah, exactly.
He does. Was he smoking a cigar at one point?
Probably, yes.
I'm sure I walked past and I thought, ugh, who's smoking cigars?
It was one guy who was just on the smoke the entire time. Just smoking cigars the entire weekend, and it stunk really bad. It was gross.
The smell of cigars. Ugh. It's the worst... Why would anyone choose to smoke a cigar? You look ridiculous. You come off stinking.
And you look just... ridiculous when you're in, like, casual clothing with a cigar. When you've got, like, a suit on, it's kind of justifiable. But when you're, like, in an Amicon t-shirt, you pass on and stuff. It just looks ridiculous.
Two times to smoke cigars. When a baby's born and a wedding.
In the room of the baby.
Yeah. Get two cigars, one for the baby, one for the baby.
Oh, brilliant.
Get them started young. So, Anthony and Leon, is there anything else you two did on the Saturday? Game room wise, was the tournaments you were taking part in? Were you kicking people's ass on Street Fighter?
There was no tournaments.
Yeah.
That
was actually disappointing because, I know we were talking before about the run-up to the games room and how it'd be, and layout-wise, you know what, it wasn't too bad. They had, like, what, 2-3 projectors set up, a lot of retro stuff. Beat-em-ups was seemed to be... Oh, yeah, they had the Persona 4 fighter, even though, yeah, no chance of getting on there, because like, same dude's on there all weekend.
I heard he was playing the singer.
Yeah. Yeah, in the that feedback thread on the Sunday, apparently he was playing story mode, the guy was on there so long. But, yeah, they had, like, Jussie, the guys I worked with at KiaCon, they had their rock band set up there with all their songs, so that was pretty cool. So, and it was massive, massive game room, so A lot of space, a lot of flowing air, two DDR machines set up, projector set up at the front with all the DDR UKs chilling out and lolling over, like, weird videos. So, yeah, it was pretty good. I think it was a well-represented one. I mean, it wasn't perfect, but, yeah, it was pretty decent. But when it got to the Saturday, it was like, so you guys joined the tournament? What tournament? And then we were just thinking, yeah, maybe they're going to do tournaments on the Sun. Nope. No tournament. Not one tournament.
First slip up right there, DDR UK. Slipping up.
Now, their first slip up was taking my songs off the DDR machine.
Ooh. What do you mean, taking your songs off them?
Oh, no, not really my songs. I used to make, like, step charts for Mania and DDR, and you could play them on DDR UK's machine, but they're not on there anymore. I was really sad to find that out.
Oh, that's a bit harsh.
Nah, well, I haven't made any for years.
I think you should do a Dynamite in the Brain special.
What, for the intro theme?
Yeah, just use the intro theme. I don't know. I don't even know how it works with these steps. I don't know what you need. Little pictures of me and Brian being the arrows and stuff. I don't know.
That would be quite special.
It would be. It really would be. Oh.
So, Anthony, anything else you did?
I would like...
Oh, Ebby's got something to say. Go for it, Ebby.
Sorry.
So I'm looking at your
Can I just say
faces.
About the games room? I like the fact that it was in. I like the fact that it was in a bigger room this time because it was really cramped in 2010, and it was really well spaced out this year. But there was absolutely nothing that I wanted to play on that wasn't being hogged by someone. And the other thing that I have a problem with as well is the fact that they don't use controllers for fighting games, and they always use those massive like. No, they use them. No one knows how they work. So they're just button bashing the entire time.
Ebby, we're going to fall out.
I don't like them.
We're going to fall out, Ebby.
Actually, when we normal controller.
When we had controllers at Kitacon, people complained that we didn't have any stick.
I don't think you can...
I'm probably the only person complaining about it, to be honest.
No, you weren't. You actually weren't. Like you actually can't win with that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Well, they were willing on... Like, they were going to... Like, if you asked them, basically, they would have...
Yeah. Had. They did have stuff out. Just to say that we had, like, sticks, gamepads, controllers at Kitacon. Just leaving that there.
Yeah, this year. This year we didn't.
Get that.
There were signs as well that were like, don't plug in your own pads for it. And I was like, who's bringing their own, like, things to the con?
I did last year.
Yeah.
I did last year. Lewis did this year.
And that guy who had the custom stick.
Jonathan, he did.
I want to know why. It's
I'm
going to
educate you.
Just peace.
It is, and it really is, actually. There is such a bugger to carry.
Yeah.
They're the worst to carry.
It's important that you're like...
It doesn't matter.
You're good at, like, games, though. You need your own kind of equipment.
I agree.
Yeah, because I didn't like those sticks.
Yeah, but there weren't any tournaments on. There was no need to be good.
Jonathan had his own tournament run in Orcon.
Yeah, he did. He won it. He came first, second, and third. Oh, he actually did. Jesus Christ. Unstoppable force. Other than that, on the Saturday, there was... Was that the day with the Cyberpunk panel?
Yeah.
Because that was on far too early. Friday was a good start with getting up early. Saturday wasn't so good.
No.
Wasn't quite as good.
I don't think I saw you until about 1.
Probably. I kind of got up. Because it's Leon, man. He takes so long to get ready. He takes so long to get ready. He's like a woman.
The other thing that I went to, like, I'll briefly mention this because I don't particularly care, was the Masquerade. And we went to get food just after the Brad's Whale panel. And we thought, oh, we'll catch, like, the last 10 minutes of it. Because we were, like, an hour late. And it hadn't started by the time we got there. And it ended on time, so...
Ooh.
So we were just like, oh, we'll just go in for 5 minutes. And we were there for the entire thing. But it just started really late, apparently.
So what were the favourite cosplays you guys saw over the panel, either in the Masquerade or just around? I'll start with Leon.
Well, Didn't really properly see them at the time, but there was a lot of like Legend of Korra and a lot of Avatar ones, and those seemed to look really cool. Like they were pretty cool. I did catch a bit of that. Some girl did like a Bahamut one, which was pretty cool. I didn't see any of the like Euro cosplay stuff or masquerade stuff, but apparently those were like really, really good. But I didn't catch any of them. Yeah, I mean, I saw a handful of stuff, but I think I'm just I wasn't wearing my glasses all con as well, so I think the colours just blended and the NPCs were just NPCs.
NPCs.
But yeah, the Avatar stuff was pretty cool because the amazing Nert, photographer extraordinaire, he actually was working all this like tech, so that they could do bending in the photos. So in Avatar, they can like control some of the elements. So there was like air bending, water bending, earth bending, blood bending, and fire bending.
Bending.
Oh yeah.
Oh, spoilers! Spoilers. Jesus! It's gonna be a.
But anyway, the stuff that they were doing was really, really cool. So they were doing stuff like water balloons with like blue dyed water and popping them with little pins and making like. I can't remember what it was made, some sort of weird material, making it look like rock and punching them and smashing them, using like lighters and stuff, Job style, to make little flames. So it was pretty cool. Like I didn't really see all that stuff in action at the time, but in seeing the photo straight after, it seemed to come out really, really well. But
I've not seen those photographs yet. Yeah, they're really good. Maybe I shouldn't, in fear of Avatar spoilers.
Well, it's going to have characters you've not met yet.
Yeah, I can deal with that, and then live with that, you know.
I'll just remind your listeners that Amicon is actually an anime convention.
Ooh.
Yeah. Ebby, what any favourite cosplayers that you saw?
Brad Swale. I'm joking.
Yes, okay, move on. No, I'm trying to think, because I saw, like, the Euro cosplayers, but the only one that I seem to remember is someone dressed up as, like, is it Toothless the Dragon from House Dragon?
Yeah, that's the thing which won the Euro cosplay.
Oh, did it win?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that was cool.
Yeah, that was a cool costume. It's just, it looked so impractical because it took them about 5 minutes to get onto the stage.
There was nobody actually in it. It was all, like, animatronics and stuff.
There was a bit of a big cheer when it actually managed to get on the stage as well, so it was cool. It was a very, very cool costume. That was my favourite.
Yeah, they'd see it, and I was just, again, wondering why, if you're going to give it to a furry costume of a Western film, why you hold a Euro cosplay at an anime convention.
Ooh.
I think it matters, really.
I just thought the rest of them weren't that good. That was my thing. Like,
fair enough,
you put a lot of effort into your costume. I don't get it. I don't get cosplay. Like, I just don't. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Some people just love doing it. Other people do it because they want to be popular. Or whatever.
It's true. This is, like, but, harsh hour. Jeez.
Yeah, I don't know. There's
it was, like, it was
good
just...
and bad reasons for doing it.
It was just... It was considering, like, these were supposed to be, like, Euro cosplay things to win whatever.
It's just on craft.
They just weren't as good as I was expecting.
Mm.
Yeah, and I don't know. There was just something, like, there wasn't much of a difference between the people who were doing it for fun and the people who were doing it, like, as a profession, you know?
Oh,
and that one was the only one that really stood out.
Wait, people cosplay for a profession?
Or the Euro cosplay guys and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, they're more serious, but I wouldn't call them professionals.
They're competitive, I think is
the phrase.
Yeah. There are, like, actual professional cosplayers, and I understand how they get their job, but, you know, it's just me.
Yeah. So, Anthony, anything?
Oh, don't get me so well. I've got a few favourites. You know something? I may not look it, but I have a keen eye for cosplay. To be honest, I think Greg had the best cosplay of the weekend. Greg had two great cosplays. There's a video where he's got a blonde wig on, and he makes the best woman at the con. And also, Greg does the best Bane mask with his hands. But no, joking aside, you've got to see that, by the way, Brian. I think Loosh and, like, Lozzie did, like, an Anchorman one.
Yeah.
I know it's like totally not anime related at all, but they did like a Channel 4 news team and stuff, and it just tickled me. But I think all the cosplayers that I saw were like, as Abby mentioned, there's not a big difference between the two, but I think that's just because people seem to be better. Like, I know when I was going to cons and like Iacon 2005, I'd be like, sellotape men. And just like, but now I don't know, everyone seems to find like, right, so this is how it's all done. And people seem to like share tips and stuff. I don't, probably did back then, but like, you know, I don't know, I think everyone's just getting better. I think I'm dreading doing it next year. I'm going to be sellotape man all over again. Jesus.
Well, yeah, it's Iacon, if they're doing the apocalypse theme, all we need to do is get ridiculously ripped and then just do Fist of the North stuff. That's
oh, that'd be so badass. I'm getting a gym membership. I'm so going to do it. I'm doing it. I'm going topless, Iacon. And that's a promise.
That could be your motivation.
Yep. So whether I'm ripped or not, I am going to be topless next Iacon.
You could always play
art. Come on. I'll still have to lose weight for that. He's a big fat guy, in case you don't know.
So,
self-burn.
Okay, so then it was the parties, which I believe...
Oh, what about Snap's cosplays?
Oh, I thought Snap mentioned you like the second one.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, I did, it was cool. But now, I tend to only really notice cosplays that from shows I actually like, so... Mm. Like, I liked all the Korra and Avatar stuff, obviously. Just some cool Adventure Time stuff as well. It was a good Ice Queen, really good Fiona as well. And yeah, that's about it, really. I don't really care that much, to be honest.
Coming from a man who's done cosplay, of course.
Yeah, I have done cosplay for fun. Like,
you're looking pretty good, in all fairness.
Well, thanks. I might actually do some more next year.
I should make a promise, a pact.
Yeah.
What about that girl who was doing Terra from Final Fantasy VI?
Oh, I forgot about her. Of course. My girlfriend Lucy was doing Terra from Final Fantasy VI. I know. She's actually the best Terra I've ever seen.
It was very, very, very good.
It is
very
good.
The
wig is actually perfect. Mm. Yeah, I have no idea why I forgot. Don't show this.
Doghouse.
Anyway, should we move on?
Yes, moving on. So the parties, of which Snap, you were doing yours this night, were you?
Yeah, I was on last, but talk about Harmon set first. The usual J-pop, no K-pop, surprisingly, but he did a really good job. Room was mostly full, just playing the standard stuff. Then we transitioned onto mine at like 11:30 or something. And despite what the people on the forums will say, I actually had the room pretty much full all night.
Yeah, when I went in with, like, Lucy at one point, it was pretty pumping. Yeah, it was kicking. Yeah.
I came off that set thinking, you know, this has been one of my best sets. That's all I don't know what to say, really. It was great. It was great. And like, then I got back home, and I see people saying, oh, too much of that rave shit. All over the forums. I'm like, okay. I guess like all the haters just came out for it or something.
I think the problem is there's not another thing to do if you don't like that.
Actually, yeah, that too. But the thing is, I cater my sets more to the convention crowd. Like, I'm not going to play just like random hard club music. I make sure it's relevant to anime or games or something nerdy that they can relate to. Otherwise, what's the point? You know, it's the same as playing some obscure rock, J-rock to people or whatever. They have to know the music. But I think what the main problem was is we had rave the night before as well, which was not so targeted. So we kind of all get lumped in together, and yeah. That's that, really. I mean...
See, I heard about some funny comments on Facebook regarding your music tastes. I don't want to mention any names... But I don't know what the exact wording was. I've actually tried to find it since, but I think it may have been deleted.
It was something like, Snap is a terrible DJ.
Oh, I don't think it was as harsh as that. I think it was just Snap doesn't know what good music is or something like that. And
No, I saw that, and I just responded simply with, I'd rather not repeat it on the show.
C-bombs.
Then we had an argument. He was essentially trolling me for the entire argument. I was trying to defend myself and whatnot. Yeah, we won't go into that too much.
I don't know if we're talking about the same person. May have been multiple.
Oh, yeah.
Incidents. Ooh, maybe I've opened a tin of worms with this one.
That guy told me I should only play at Icon because I have two rooms. So I could play my stuff in the smaller room. But what yeah, exactly. What he failed to realise is I did play at Icon.
Yeah, but you played the bigger room and had it packed.
I played the main room twice, including the closing party. It's quite amusing.
I'm dying to know who... You've got to tell us who this is when we're finished, because I think...
Well, he's this guy, he doesn't like having cosplay pictures public. He likes steampunk.
Okay, oh, this I've is got an idea now, yes.
Yeah, let's move on.
He doesn't like,
He doesn't like Saps music, but he likes steampunk.
I'm pretty sure you've mentioned him on the show before, actually.
Yeah, doesn't like his name being found out.
Yeah, that's...
Ah, okay.
He's a bitch now, so if anyone else wants to step in... how awesome I was on Saturday night.
Okay, so did the rest of you get down to Snap's grooves?
I did. Well, I did pop in shortly, but the problem I had is that it was super hot. I did pop in, and I can't remember what song you were playing at the time. People were having a good time. I had a drink in hand. People were going crazy as they usually do.
Time, but... You know, whatever, there's always going to be some haters.
See, my problem with it is, not with the music or anything, just my problem with that is just I don't dance. I went in and I was stood there looking like an absolute muppet. Like, I just, unless I'm really, really drunk, and I wasn't, I don't dance, so I just kind of stand there feeling awkward while people dance around me.
I mostly only dance on stage. I find it awkward dancing in the crowd, but I can dance on stage perfectly fine in front of a couple hundred people. I don't know how that works.
Exhibitionist.
Yeah,
there it is.
And Abby, yeah, there's videos and stuff of that coming up soon anyways.
Abby, did you get down?
Abby? No, I was too ill. So I was outside just talking to people the entire night.
No.
Actually, I went away for a bit because I went, I'm just going to go outside for a bit, and stayed out there for about 3 hours, came back, and everyone was just... way more drunk than I anticipated. I don't know what it was.
I bet I wasn't one of these people, though.
That always happens to me after a...
You walked me back to my room, and you sat down in a chair and just went, oh, I'm so tired, and just, like, stayed there for about 5 minutes and wouldn't leave.
Then I stayed up, like, 4 o'clock in the morning or something crazy. I got dragged up.
And you looked absolutely knackered as soon as you sat down.
I wasn't necessarily... Oh, big rule number one on a night time of a con, don't sit down. That's big mistake. Big mistake. Because you'll not get back up. Oh, God. Yes. And on the same night, I've got videos of people karate fighting, and not like part of our group as such, but just people just throwing moves at one another, basically. And it's just like, it was quite surreal to watch, and... They were being coached by a Scotsman. I wasn't in character, don't worry. another Scotsman. But we should have a Scot off one day, as he was the best Scot. I think I'd lose. I think that was all we did on Saturday. Jesus Christ.
We drank a lot on Saturday, because when I came out from the rave, you guys were all off your face.
I wasn't, though.
You were.
I wasn't.
Yeah, we should get Snap's judgment here. Just who was the drunkest?
Well,
Leon.
Yeah, I'm going to say Leon for sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely 100% Leon.
Slander.
Sorry, Leon, but it's the truth. I'm surprised you remember much of it, actually.
Greg was a close second with his Bane. But basically, if anyone's seen The Dark Knight Rises... That was Saturday night, wasn't it?
That was Friday.
I think that was Saturday because... Oh, no, it was Friday. No, it wasn't. Basically, Greg was stood topless on some steps outside doing the Bane impression, shouting at the con as if it were Gotham. And now I've got a video of that. Glorious. It was glorious.
Excellent.
Absolutely glorious.
That sounds like I missed a lot on Saturday.
You did.
Great impression, though.
It is great. Greg's Bane face is brilliant.
All of Bane's voices are amazing.
We haven't spoken about Bane enough.
A little sample of what you were doing all weekend.
Oh, that was a bin.
Go on,
I can't do it. I'll
put you on the spot.
I'll try. Hold on, I've got to do the bin mask that Greg taught me. Hold on.
Your punishment must be more severe.
But that was it for the weekend. That's all I did all weekend. And every... Oh, BaneCon. Jesus.
So, between the heat, the building work, and you incessantly doing one impression over and over again, I think I made the right choice to stay at home.
Brian. Tut-tut. And I think that was Sunday. Then wake up and...
How much sleep did you think you got if you were staying up till 4 o'clock in the morning?
Well, the rooms were just too hot to stay asleep, so I was kind of tossing and turning all morning, getting up, having a shower. Leon would finally get up, have a shower, then we'd walk down, and then, so really not a lot of sleep.
So Leon, were you able to sleep through his tossing and turning?
Yeah, because I'm tossing and turning because he takes up the bed.
I wasn't in the bed on that night.
Oh no, you were late getting back, weren't you? Oh god, we've got to tell the story, because obviously at a con you're not meant to share rooms with people,
which
we'll admit it now. There was a room next to us.
Tell the
story,
like,
Leon's place.
Well, the thing is that just before, like, they had one of the attendee women wanting to change towels, and as I opened the door, next to her, behind her, was like some security bald-headed guy, and I'm thinking, I hope they're not going to do a room check,
I was hitting the corner.
Yeah, but do you want towels? And I was like, no, I'm fine, I brought my own towel. And she was like, okay then, see you later. And then they went straight into the next room, and I could hear the whole conversation. And they knocked on the door, and it's like, oh, do you need any towels change? And what I heard was the person who answered the door said, oh, do we need any towels? Nah, all right. Loads of people in the room. Like, no one cared. It was so great.
Yeah,
crazy.
They really didn't care. I was sharing as well. Oh. Well, repeatedly we answered the door to different cleaners. They just didn't seem to give a damn.
Yeah, why would they? You know, we're only kids.
Sorry, if there's a fire, you'll have to worry about how many people are in each room.
Oh, yeah, everyone's out. Everyone's out, and there's, like, half the con stuff. Oh, God.
So there was a fire alarm that went off over the weekend as well.
Oh, yes, I know the instigator of that.
Yeah, likewise.
And credit where credit's due. He did go, and because I didn't know who it was, he went up to Will. He was the bigger man, and he went up to Will and said, look, it was me, it was my mistake, I was being an arse, I was smoking in the room.
Well, it wasn't actually him, to be fair.
It wasn't actually, it was his room, but it was a guy called Brad. I'm going to name and shame him. Brad, I don't want to ask him. Brad Swill.
One of his cigars.
let it burn. And the cigar burns to ashes. More being voices there.
There we go.
Whew.
Sunday was hard getting up. I made breakfast. That was the first morning I made breakfast.
With both of you or just yourself?
Just me. Even though, saying that, anyone, hobo off the street, could have got breakfast. They weren't checking anything. Just walk in to get breakfast. It was pretty funny. Because I always, like, am ridiculously thinking, like, oh, they're going to be checking by. No. You just walk in, get some bacon, it was one of those, because I don't usually eat breakfast. I find it hard to eat in the morning, but you sat there and you just take it in stages, shove that bacon down your mouth, orange juice. Yeah. It was good, and it revitalized me. And that reminds me, we've got to sing the chant of the unsung hero, Barocca.
Oh, Barocca!
An elixir.
I want to do a shout out to him at the end. Oh goodness. In a nutshell, I took a pack of Barocca, which is basically it's like a boost.
Vitamin C.
What's the slogan, like, be like you on a good day or something like that? I had the biggest stinking hangover on Friday morning, whacked a Barocca down my neck, felt like I'd never been drinking ever. It felt like I was a eunuch. I was just like so pure. I felt brilliant. I felt absolutely glorious. And speaking of when Leon was at breakfast, I don't know if this is appropriate or not, but Leon managed to lose the room key card.
It wasn't me.
It was you. It was someone. It was either you or Emma. Basically, they lost it. They came in the room and was like, all right, so where's the key card? Oh, I don't know. And it was me, because it was booked in my name. I had to go to the desk. I've lost my key card. And they were fine about it. They were so fine about it. They didn't even say what room you're in. They just handed me one. I could have been a hobo off the street and say, oh, hey, I lost my key. And, like, had a bottle of whiskey in a brown bag, and they would have just given me anything they wanted. Anything I wanted. But so good call on that part.
So were the staff generally cool with everybody?
From what I saw, yeah, but then I did see it's all stuck at even at IA, I'd see, like, everyone's cool, everything, and then you hear stuff after the con, because I'm not really a girl, and I don't cosplay often. So, you're not going to get the same attention in that thing. So I've heard a lot of complaints about, especially on the Saturday, I think it was, that the bar staff, like the guys who were milling around, not behind the bar, they were like being quite douchey, quite dickish.
Ooh. They were really sad whenever I talked to them.
Mm. Yeah, no, they seemed fine. I think it was one or two bad apples.
Yeah, my experience with the staff at Kiel was just really good from start to finish.
Mm. Yeah, same.
Yeah, same.
I have one bad story. I've always got a bad
soul.
Basically, they were all great, and I think it was until a Sunday afternoon, I followed a security guard into the toilet. Not intentionally, we just both needed to go at the same time. Followed him in. I went into the cubicle, because I don't like to stand by a security guard in the urinals. I come out, we kind of both finished at the same time. I nodded at him. I went into the sink to wash my hands.
What are you doing nodding at people in toilets?
Well, just to acknowledge my, that I was pleased that he was doing his job. And then, all hell broke loose on Earth. I dipped my hands in the water, looked to the right to see where he's gone. He just walked straight out the bloody door. He didn't wash his hands. Then I quickly dried my hands, followed him out, and I looked, and he was like, scrubbing his dirty hands on the back of his trouser pocket. And I thought, oh, God, I hope I don't get so drunk I need to be manhandled by him later, because all I'll think of, I'll suddenly sober up and I'll have this vision of urinated hands. And, yeah, that was my story.
Did he actually, like, piss into his hands or something?
Well, I'm not going to get into detail. But when I touch my own penis, I like to wash my hands after. So
because Anthony's penis is filthy.
I never want to see you in person ever again.
Tell me, I just have good hygiene. I always wash my hands after the toilet. It's just common decency. Imagine like somebody was like, "Oh, pass me a crisp out of that bag of crisps." I couldn't do it if I didn't wash my hands.
Feed me that grape.
Brush my teeth for me, please. No, I can't.
No, I'm not sure the security guards would go for that, even if they had washed their hands.
Yeah, true. Snap maybe could have done, because he was all expense paid.
Oh, yeah. That's
true. Bring me my food.
Well, I did get free water. Imagine that.
Free water?
Well, I don't have to imagine that. I tend to get free water when I'm doing things at cons as well.
Uh-huh.
There was water machines everywhere.
Don't get my travel paid for, though, so...
Mm, got to work on Brian's list.
Talk him into it.
You've not made it yet.
Mentioned it on the show. Everyone's going to be doing it now.
Well, yeah, Pete's got to spend all that IACON money, so...
Oh, Pete won't do it. I guarantee you.
Oh. Righty-ho. Brian, you give us all the stimuli... And I've got notes on everything that you mentioned to me earlier.
Yes. Well, we've gone through most of them.
We haven't.
We have.
Strangest behaviour.
Yes, okay. Do you want to talk about strangest behaviour?
Oh, I want to say. Mine's not as strange as
I was going to say, I'm pretty much sure we've covered that through a lot of things.
Yeah.
So are you saying there's stranger behaviour than the behaviour you've already reported?
Well, mine's more of a little gripe. It's a little gripe. In the Namco Bandai panel, I don't know what the... Is it Namkai or Banco?
Bamco.
There we go. There was a guy, as Leon mentioned, about asking the most ridiculous questions, but at least they were in context. Then one guy at the front went off on this little rant about JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. Bear in mind, it's a Capcom game.
And he was going on and on about JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, and Holly was just like, "That's maybe you should speak to Capcom about that." And that was my strangest behaviour of the weekend. Bear in mind, Greg was stood topless doing a Bane impression. I'd expect people to know the difference between Namco and Capcom by now. Especially at a con. They're meant to be geeks. Okay. Right. That was more of a little rant.
So that was the strangest behaviour. Okay, I thought we had covered that with the behaviour, like karate chopping and taking your shirt off and yelling like Bane. Dodging at security guards in the toilets.
And just on that, well, maybe not on that note, this doesn't really come into any context, but I want to say, this was the first con, and this has happened to me, and this is a bad state of affairs, but this is the first con where I've gone to a con feeling fat. Con goers have now started taking care of themselves. It's only took them 12 years.
That's a relevant point ever.
I need to mention it. When you go to an anime convention and you feel chubby, you know there's something a matter with that. Jesus Christ. Just saying.
If that starts happening to Snap, then we've all got...
Oh, God. Goodness gracious. Slender Man. Jesus. Oh, God.
We just have to make sure you go to a wrestling show at some point, and then you'll feel thin again.
Maybe I should do it. Instead of joining the gym, get into wrestling. I'll feel great.
Now, there are awfully skinny people there as well. They come in all shapes and sizes, like the wrestling fan.
Yeah, on the Sunday, I did want to go to, because Holly was running two panels, and the one on Sunday was actually going to be about her and her boyfriend, who's also a community manager, but he works for Square, and basically just saying how they got into their jobs and different experiences and stuff. But I didn't get around to it because people giving me, like, different times. So someone told me it was, like, later than it was. So I was like, oh, let's go to that. Oh, it started half an hour ago. I was like, to the bar.
Yeah, I was eating a panini when that started. It was a good panini as well.
So, any other events you did go to on Sunday?
We watched the closing ceremony.
In the bar. Didn't Brad Swale give some stuff away? I think. I seen him reaching into
a big... for me?
I
left on Monday morning, so I wasn't here at this point.
Oh, that's right. Oh, shit, sorry. But Brad Swale reached into a big bag and he started saying, this is, it was for charity, wasn't it? Yeah, it was for charity. Yeah. He gave a load of stuff away and then, you know, and then the closing ceremony finished.
Probably at the charity auction?
Well, it must have just ran straight through from charity auction to closing ceremony. Or
the charity auction was on Saturday.
It can't have been.
It was.
I refuse.
It was. I watched it. Watched some of it anyway.
Something's adrift here. But I wasn't even Saturday and Sunday night. I barely drank. So.
Yeah, same.
That's an honest to God truth.
Saturday. You sure?
Yeah.
Enough.
Maybe it was because I was so sober that I just noticed every little bit of intoxication. Probably,
yeah. Welcome to my world, Snap.
Oh. And then after the closing ceremony was the ball, which was very nice. It was very a sad way to end the con, as always, I think, the ball. Especially with this con's bad news. There was a lot of bad news.
I was going to say, wasn't this at the closing ceremony? Probably should have mentioned.
Well, I'm going to. I'd imagine it's the same thing. What are you thinking of, Abby?
About Will.
Yes, it is Will's last con.
Oh, yeah.
And Will is, for our listeners who don't know who Will is,
the chairman of AmiCon since how long ago?
2004, when it started running. I think he ran a couple of one-day events as well.
Good guy, Will.
Yeah,
I spoke to him after the ball, and I had to hold back a few tears, and we shook hands, and he said, "Oh, it's at least I went out with a bang."
Yeah.
Then he walked off into the darkness.
So who's taking over?
Say the guy's in there.
Is it Irish Dave, who I'm not familiar with, but I've been tossed about a lot?
No.
Is it Irish Dave?
It was Irish Dave or Dave.
I love Irish
Dave.
Yeah, it might be Initial Dave or Irish.
If it's Irish Dave, that con's fucked. I'm sorry.
Oh, so you're not listening.
No, No, I like Irish Dave. I think he's a cool guy, but everyone was complaining about how drunk he was in the charity auction.
I'm sure I said to Will at the time, oh, Irish Dave, and he said, no, Initial Dave.
Who is Irish Dave, okay, for those who don't know?
No idea.
Was he the guy running the charity auction?
I guess.
Shouted me out or something in the charity auction, but I don't know who he is. Maybe he's like an old I've just forgotten about or something. Whatever.
Apparently they were, speaking of shout-outs, apparently they were playing loads of my AMV somewhere. I don't know where.
What?
And somebody came up to me and was like, oh, somebody I wasn't sure of at the time, they were like, oh, they've been playing all your AMVs all weekend. You got a shout-out. And I was like, oh. They didn't ask me for permission. And I just...
Be honest, you didn't ask for permission to use the footage.
I did. I took Will to one side and I said, look, Will, this is going to have to be your last con. I went up to him like Tony Soprano and broke the news to him. But no, it was very sad, the fact that it's Will's last con and all, and that's honest. Sad times.
Yeah.
Mm. He's done well. How many years? 8 years?
Jesus.
Well, they were my first con.
Long time ago.
Well, it's not like they run every year, so.
Yeah, true. That's true.
Didn't they go through a bit where they did run for a year, though, because Icon wasn't a thing?
For 2 years, I think.
Mm-hmm. No, is that AMA 06?
Okay.
3 years,
and then they came back in 10.
Yeah, it was 06. So it was 04, 06, 07, 08, 10, 12. Mm. And 04 in front of that.
Was AmaCon 04 a good one?
I didn't get there because I was ill.
Oh.
It was interesting.
Mm.
It was pretty ghetto, but it could be expected the first time come.
Wasn't that the one where everyone was forced to go to the opening ceremony?
Yeah. Oh, God, yes. Yeah. Yeah, basically, that says it all for me, doesn't it?
No streams back then.
No, actually coming into the bar and saying, you've all got to come out of the bar now. You're going to the opening ceremony. It's like, no.
Wasn't that in your, like, Rebel Days snap?
Yeah, yes, it was. I got into a shouting match with the overzealous gopher. And eventually I did go into the opening ceremony, though, but I think we bought half of the bar with us and just sat at the back heckling, so.
Old school snap.
Yeah, well, I'm old now, man.
Yeah, I know. Snap's 42, for those who don't know.
28. It's old by convention standards, I think.
It is, yeah.
Well, I don't know. By the looks of things on the Icon forum, it's the average age.
Really?
Yeah, really?
There's lots of 26, 27, and 28-year-olds, if you look at that introduction thread.
The forum really represents the majority of the people that go there.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I seem to remember them saying last year it was all sort of mid-20s was the average age for Icon.
So unless they've jumped through time and got older.
Once you cut out the 18-year-olds, I think it then, the under-18s, it then pushes the age. The average age a lot higher.
Yeah. That makes a lot of sense, actually. It does make a lot of sense. And then, unless anyone else has got anything to mention about Sunday?
Did anybody actually buy anything from the dealer's room at all? Any bargains?
Yes.
You go first, Debbie.
Well, my big purchase of the weekend was actually from the Bring and Buy. Because someone was just selling off most of the Yu-Gi-Oh! Duelist manga for 50p a volume, so I bought like £6 worth and finished off most of it. So I was pretty happy with that.
Nice.
That's your bargain of the weekend.
Yeah, pretty much.
I had like a good look around everywhere, but I don't really see any big deals. I think I missed them all in the Bring and Buy. But I went to the dealer's room with my girlfriend a couple of times, and we bought lots of cute things. Nothing anime related. Little model cakes and stuff like that. and get this, a mirror that opens up and looks like an Oreo cookie. Amazing. I would have bought that for myself if she didn't buy it.
Oh, you would not have done. What could you do with a pocket mirror? Seriously.
It's that. Come on.
My hair,
true.
Where does the mist end?
Indeed.
Rebel Snap is shaking his head. Rebel Snap from the past.
Past Snap, yeah.
If he could see what you're becoming.
What a bet.
What a girl. God.
Yeah, anyway.
Yeah, I didn't go into the dealer's room because after Friday, when I kind of realised how much I'd spent on the Thursday, I was like, oh, Jesus Christ, I'm just going to blow the bank on something. I'm going to blow the bank. And then I did see a guy with a Tiger model from Tiger and Bunny that you paid 65 quid for. And it was such a good model, though. It was a really good model. But that could have been me. Imagine that was me. Imagine, like, coming back home and saying, oh, my mum's like, oh, what did you, how much did you spend? Just a bit on food, bit on drink, you know. Oh, what's that model? How much is that? 65 quid? I'd been out the house.
There was one in there for, like, 250 or something.
Of what? A Tiger and Bunny thing?
No, I can't remember what it was. I think it was from a game. But I remember being just, like, shocked at how expensive it was.
I think Snoop bought that because he's Mr. Money Bags. I don't know where I nailed it from, but I wanted it. It had my kind of price tag.
I just like the fact that you decided you'd spent too much money before the con had even properly started.
Because what I did is I opened my wallet on Friday morning and I seen I had £60.
Oh my God.
And I was like, what? I only remember drawing out £50. And then I thought, oh, quid's in. Then I looked at how much I like, I must figure out £100 on the night. So I spent 50 plus 40 and I was left with 60. Oh, God. That's like that con where I spent loads in the dealer's room, but reversed this time. That was down to the heat as well, actually. Heat and alcohol. Bad mix.
So was the dealer's room fairly packed with people, or was it a bit looking a bit sad like the Kitacon one was? People selling stuff.
Oh, no, it was pretty packed. It was enough space to move around, but, yeah, there was tons of traders, good variety as well.
Good, that's nice.
Oh, here's a story for you. I know Lewis isn't here, but a past guest, his girlfriend has a canvas panel. Brad Swale approached her, and apparently must have been from a Gundam show or something. She had a Gundam canvas, and he was like, oh, I haven't got enough room to take that back, but... basically, I think she might post it out to him or something. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen, but yeah. He signed it. I think he actually signed it as well. So, I was going to buy it until he signed it. I was like, fuck. But no. But that's very nice for Matt, because he was very fond of this canvas, so. Shout out to Brad Swale.
Okay.
Oh my God.
If there's nothing else...
I believe you just said that.
If you're listening, Brad... I think I'll lead us on the tweet game. It's got to be the tweet game.
You should have gone to record a podcast there. Yeah,
I don't want to be that guy who's like, do the voice. Because he'd be like, oh, which voice?
Do the voice.
I don't know.
Which voice? I don't know. What voices do you do?
Do you do a Snoop Dogg? Everyone does a Snoop Dogg.
Oh. I wish, I know one person I wish would stop.
Me and Brad are going to team up.
Right,
Pete is the best then, Dr. Dre impression. We could team up. Go on, yes, quit again.
Dr. Dre impression. There's a lot of call for them.
Yeah, of course.
Right, here we go. Who wants to go? Let's have Leon go first.
I'm so excited.
Okay, so you've got to guess whether this is Ebby, Leon, Anthony, or somebody else.
Let's go. Let's do this.
Here we go. I really needed that shut eye on the train. Totally don't care about the fact that I was dribbling.
Ask you.
Yes, you're correct.
Oh, do I get a point as well? It's like a team game, because that was my tweet. We kind of, you know.
No.
Oh.
No.
That's one to Leon. Okay, Evie, here we go.
Oh, God.
Bane voice. Let the games begin.
I have no idea. I'm just going to guess it was Askew.
No, you're incorrect. It was Leon.
Yeah.
Damn it. I went one way. It should have been the other.
Bane voice.
I knew it was one of you two. It had to be one of you two.
I thought it would have been Greg.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be someone else. Yeah.
Well, it may have been him. Somebody hijacking somebody else's Twitter feed. I don't know. Yeah. Okay, snap. Here we go. You could cut glass with my boner right now.
You see, I actually remember seeing that tweet. I'm going to go with someone else on that
one.
You
are correct, yes.
Oh, thank goodness that wasn't one of us. It was Abby. It was Abby in the Bradshaw panel.
That was the best tweet ever.
Oh, I can't breathe.
What time of the day was that, Brian?
I don't know. I didn't write it by times.
Oh.
Sure, that was someone we knew as well. I just remember seeing it.
But oh, it was Greg.
Okay, Anthony, here we go.
Yes, yes, yes.
I'd suck Brad Swale's knob.
I think that was me.
It was you, yes.
Yeah. Okay. There is context to that. There is context. I would never have tweeted that, but it was because it was on the live feed to the opening ceremony. And you, Brad Stubbs. I wanted to let him know. What did Brad do when
really
he saw
it? It was really awkward. He, like, turned round and looked at the screen just as it came on. And he just sort of, like...
Huge grin.
He just sort of, like, ignored it. Pretended it didn't happen.
You pretended
but,
it
like, happened. I was sat in the opening ceremony. I was sat in the opening ceremony going, oh, let me show Fox, like, who's in that? Like, and then you were like, did you see my tweet? It was something about Brad Royal's knob.
I was like, yeah. In the bar, giggling away.
Yeah.
I was an event in the tone.
Yeah. Okay. It was.
Leon, round two. WaspCon 2012, I'm on my way.
That is an other.
No, it was Ebby.
Oh.
Okay, here we go, Ebby. Having a beer at Kill Union. Turns out Amicon is on. In the words of the doorman, there's some right nutters here.
Oh, I feel like I've read that tweet as well. But I'm going to go with someone else.
You are correct. Clue was in the tweet. Mm-hmm. Okay, here we go, Snap. All of the lights!
I know exactly. The way you delivered that.
Yeah, someone else.
Oh, no, it was Leon.
Yeah.
Leon, any what was it, take our listeners through what was going through your head when you tweeted that?
Do you remember the time?
I'm afraid I don't. I didn't write the...
I had my iPod on.
It was after calling ambulances and running sprints in emergencies. I know that, but...
Oh, was it... that must have been, like...
in the room.
Friday morning or something?
It may be Saturday. Because the next one was morning. The next one was breakfast related.
Yeah,
right, so here we go.
The
slides. Okay, Anthony, here's another one for you. At Amicon, where apparently the squirrels live in bins.
I think that's Ebby.
No, that was somebody else.
Oh, damn it.
Okay, so final round decided. You're all on 1 point each. Yes. Here we go.
Good luck.
For Leon. Can't believe James Simmons is spamming the stream. He's a feral beast.
That's Askew.
You're correct.
Damn.
Okay, Ebby. Wow, I saw a girl take her clothes off on stage and I didn't even have to pay her. This is a good day.
That's a pretty good tweet.
I think it's someone else, but I'm just going to say it's Askew.
Yes, not me. It wasn't me.
It wasn't him. It does sound like him, but it wasn't him. Yeah, this is one thing we forgot to discuss. This Omarkey, where apparently somebody took their clothes off on stage.
Yes!
It happens every con now, though.
Mm. Yeah, but this time they actually took the bra off and it was like nipple tassels.
Apparently. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
See-through nipple tassels, apparently.
Oh, my day.
Who was that then?
It was me. I was on stage with a band mask on, dude.
The mental images right now. Oh my god!
Cosplay sorted for next year.
My boss is reckoning
for the Sunday Night Live.
Yeah.
Righty ho, Snap. Here we go.
Leon's in the lead.
Mm.
I'm trying to find ones which won't give people away based on things they've already said. Today will be a day of ponies, Skyrim, and packing for Amicon tomorrow.
Other, obviously.
That was Ebby.
Oh!
Yes, I can so tie with Leon. Pressure.
Or, why didn't I go to the toilet when I had a chance?
Ah, oh, that was me as well.
That is correct.
When what? That oh, that was Monday
feeding,
morning.
Feeding him these.
That was yeah. I'm getting fed with these.
Embarrass him, to be honest. But
that was Monday morning. I decided I would go to the right platform where I was meant to be, without going to the toilet. And I already needed the toilet. You know when we were stood waiting for the trains? When you know when we were in the taxi? That's when I felt I needed a wee. I never had one until the second connecting train. Oh, my bladder is like a six pack.
That wraps up our toilet con talk.
Security guards.
So, of the weekend, at this anime convention, what percentage of it do you think was you took part in was anime related?
In all fairness, I think a huge part, because I was like chatting geek stuff all weekend. I was like, you know, it's all about the chatting geek. So I think quite a lot, surprisingly.
Good.
Yeah, about like what Askew said. Still talking geeky stuff all weekend. And hey, I played some songs from anime in my set. They just happened to have a really hard bass beat.
Did you play that My Little Pony song you gave me?
No, I didn't. That's a little bit too hard and fast, even if it is My Little Pony.
I forgot to put that in last time. It'll go in.
It's quite funny. Nice.
Ebby, obviously you missed a bit due to illness and going home early. But did you still feel you got enough out of the con?
I feel like I paid too much for it, just because I didn't do that much. But no, I had a good time. Don't know how much of it was really anime related. I didn't really think about a percentage. So.
Okay. Leon?
Well, I don't know. My feelings on that are mixed, because I think they had stuff running, and I went to some stuff, but the other stuff just didn't really appeal to me. But in terms of anime related, I don't really care. Because for what I went to the con for, I got what I need, but mostly that was me driven. But I'll say a good con, even if it's a good anime con, because the way the con scene has just developed, I'm more excited about like video games and stuff. So I think I had a lot of well-rounded talks and discussions with people. The con gave anime, and people who wanted anime from the con probably drank it up.
Well, do you think you would have done more if it was a video game related con, or would you just have done as less the same? You'd have done as little.
I probably would have done more. It depends. It depends what that would have entailed, though, in terms of panels.
I would have done a lot less.
Thinking about it, the only panels that we went to were video game related. So.
Well, in a sense, that's very true. That's very true. I don't know about a game. Like, I think anything to do with like games cons, like game shows, I just associate it with queuing. There's queues everywhere, so maybe I would have spent more time queuing than doing anything.
Well, there is GemuCon next year, isn't there?
There is, yeah.
And that is taking the format of an anime convention and just having the gaming events instead of anime events, so we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, I'll be there for that.
Yeah, me. Well, I'm DJing there.
Really?
I've got to be, really, but I would be there anyway.
Is that the one that's in Nottingham?
Yeah,
I believe so.
I might go. I don't know.
I think we should all sum up AmiCon in a sentence.
Okay, I'll sum it up as, hey, where's Brian? Where's Mad Stravaganza? This is called crap. What's going on here?
You know, I didn't actually hear someone saying that.
Oh.
I did hear someone say
that. My not being there has had the right effect, in that when I posted Mad Stravaganza on the Icon forum, everyone was going, oh, I missed you not being there at AmiCon.
Nice. You sneaky bugger.
I know.
It was all part of a big publicity stunt. He was actually in the How to Train Your Dragon cosplay. He was there. Snap, Leon, Ebby, sum it up in a sentence.
Oh, give me a second to think.
Because I can't. That's why I'm leaving this to last. In all seriousness, I just want to mention, people seemed on Monday morning very indifferent about the con, kind of hadn't made their minds up, and those who had made their mind up didn't kind of seem too positive about it. But I had a great weekend, and I think it's one of the better cons I've been in recently. So.
Yeah, okay.
I don't think the con did anything wrong.
Yeah.
I think it missed a lot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I put up there with KitaCon gone, but that's probably because I didn't arrive till Friday evening and I didn't leave on time. Like, I left Sunday afternoon, so I kind of missed a lot of KitaCon. So I'm pretty biased. But I think it was a good con. I will sum it up with, I will call it Bane Con. Or Greg Con, who will be a future guest on here. So.
Right. I kind of thought they did nothing wrong. It's just their venue is pretty weak. It's the worst convention venue, I think. And, yeah, I think I missed out on a lot by not cosplaying. I got that sense. Just because it seemed there was so much cosplay stuff going on.
Mm.
And a lot of the socializing seems to be focused around cosplay as well. I mean, more so than usual. But that's just all personal stuff anyway.
Mm.
So it was really an average con for me. I had fun DJing, and I hope people were entertained by it. So yeah, well, we've got Aya next time anyway. That's always good.
Yeah, but that was
myself going with that thought. Yeah.
That's the last Aya con though, isn't it?
I know, disappointing, right?
See, our con's dying.
I think it feels like it because of next year.
I feel sick at the thought of this.
New ones will come.
When Kit is back, then that'll get a big boost.
I wouldn't be surprised if they take over the second summer slot either.
Yeah. That would be good. That would be good.
Because we were talking about it loads.
When
I was on board anyway, listen, I'm not part of it anymore, so I can say this stuff.
Leon's like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, I wouldn't be too surprised if that happened.
Any care to comment, Leon?
No, Leon's just
pants down.
Leon's like lower staff. He doesn't get any of this info.
Ooh.
Remember they have that terrible tiered staff system now.
I have to pay Reg.
No way.
No, you don't.
That's okay. Leon, what did you think?
So summing it up, I mean, that was quite a runoff sentence by Snap, wasn't it?
Yeah,
no. Sentence ever. I'll say bad venue, average con, but all in all, I had a good time.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm happy I don't have to go back to Kiel for like a while.
Yeah.
Mm.
Really, the venue let it down. But I had somewhat of a good time.
It was good. It was great. Post-con blues, anyone?
No.
Nope.
I always do.
Yeah,
I've grown
out of that.
I don't grow out of that.
If it makes you feel better, I do, but I think it's because I had to leave so early and I didn't really get to say goodbye to anyone. So.
Yeah. And you didn't end up taking your Helsing DVDs, because those famous Helsing DVDs, Ebby is the buyer. Finally got a buyer.
Yes. Because my friend wants them, and I'm like, oh, okay.
Leon beat me to them.
Yeah, they're out of print, so I'm like, ooh, give them.
See how to print, it sells. How to print cells?
Right.
Otherwise, I wouldn't believe it.
Okay, Snap. Let the listeners know where they can find you.
You can find me many, many places. You can find me on Facebook at facebook.com/DJSnapUK. You can find me on YouTube at youtube.com/SnapA, A-ing. There's a bit of a reference to my past there, but A-E-N-G. Dark past, yeah.
You were born in the darkness.
I was. And, yeah. Also, I'm running an event in November on, it's going to be like basically a convention party, but just in a venue. You know, it's a convention party with no convention, essentially. Yeah, go on.
I've got a question to ask about this. Is it like me dissing you? Or anything to do with this event, or anything to do with what I'm going to say, but is this in a gay bar?
No.
Okay. Because someone commented saying this was a gay bar normally. Not that that would have mattered, but I just wanted to know.
It's in Fluid Bar, which is in Farringdon, London.
Okay.
Conveniently, it's on the same weekend as Hyper Japan, so if you're going down for that, make sure you come along. You can find more about this at Seventh Heaven, which, yeah, admittedly does sound like a gay bar, then. Anyway.
That's a Final Fantasy VII reference.
It is Final Fantasy VII. You can find it at 7heavenuk.co.uk. That will take you to the Facebook page for all the information.
Good stuff.
Again, 24th of November this year.
How much is that on entry?
It's actually free entry. There's a number of DJs, including myself and Shenny, who you know from conventions, if you've ever been. Mm-hmm. And then a load of other DJs like Jackazid, Tanuki, Chuja, Dysphasia.
What about Big Snoop?
No, I really can't afford Snoop, unfortunately. Put a word in for me. Put a word in for me, Aski.
I could try. I'll have words with Snoop.
What does Snoop say?
He's left.
Oh, has he? Oh,
I don't like all this weebo stuff, you know.
Me neither, Snoop.
So I became a sevener.
Okay, Abby, and where can people find you?
You can find me on YouTube and at youtube.com/user/bizarrejelly5, or you can find me on Twitter at bizarrejelly5 as well.
Absolutely.
And if you're JCC, which you probably aren't, there as well.
And Leon, where are you on the internet?
I can be found at twitter.com/LEONEVERT. With another T at the end. It's been a bit dead while, but I've started my games dev stuff, so there's going to be a lot more updates coming, and a lot of cool stuff, so drop by. Say hello.
Yeah.
Lovely. You can find me on Twitter. Send me a Snoop Dogg. I actually got Snoop Dogg's Twitter up. No, he does actually have nearly 10 million followers, so I don't think he needs any additional ones. So I am on Twitter as normal, AntAskew. I've actually been streaming some games recently, so if you want to hit me up on Twitch, I am Offline Banana Tony. And that's it.
And you can find this podcast at dynamiteinthebrain.com. You can find it on iTunes. Why not subscribe and write us a nice review so more people can find out about us. You can find me on Twitter at awesome_engine, and my own personal website is awesome-engine.com. And we shall see you next week. Cheerio.
Your life's gone down the drain. Your body's wrecked with pain. There's just one thing to blame. Dynamite in the brain. Dynamite in the brain. Dynamite in the brain. Dynamite in the brain.